On the phone now to Ted Odell, who is chair of the Lansing Jobs Coalition, a group working hard to bring an American Indian casino to Lansing. Good evening, Ted. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm great. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to have you on again. Boy, the story of bringing this casino to Lansing is taking lots of twists and turns, and we have a new bend, and we wanted to go right to you to talk about it this evening. Where are we with the last time we talked? We were working to get petition signatures ready to hand in to the count to the city, and mm-hmm. Where have we gone since then? We decided not to do that.
Correct. What happened is we had turned in a number of signatures to the city clerk several weeks ago. He then went through them and vetted out the bad ones and came back to us and said, you need an additional 1,972 signatures from registered voters, and you have 10 days to do that. So we sent our troops out again and collected additional signatures, but at the very last minute, we did a count, and we literally fell about 30 signatures short of hitting that goal. So instead of turning in those additional signatures to the city clerk, we just held on to those, because if we have to continue our petition drive in the fall, we'll be able to use those signatures that we did not turn in. Otherwise, we'd have to start from zero again. But what we're doing in the meantime, per the Lansing City Charter, is that we will be taking our proposed gaming ordinance to the city council and ask them to simply adopt the ordinance.
Boy, what an education I'm getting through you in this process of all the different ways you can go about trying to make things happen within any city, but specifically in the city of Lansing. So you're going to take it in front of the city council because they have the authority to approve the request?
Absolutely. The council as a whole has the authority to adopt ordinances as they see fit. And basically, that's all we were doing, is gathering signatures to ask people if they endorse the idea of us having a gaming ordinance in the city of Lansing. And having been in public office myself, I always like to give the public an opportunity to vote. And that's why I started the petition drive with the Lansing Jobs Coalition to see if there was public support in Lansing. And as it turns out, we ended up collecting well over 5,000 signatures. Unfortunately, not all of those signatures, when they were vetted by the city clerk, are actual registered voters. Oftentimes, when people move, they don't change their address, so that those signatures can't be counted. And we also collected probably several hundred signatures from people who have a Lansing mailing address, but it turns out they actually live in Lansing Township.
Uh-huh.
So those don't count. And then we also had support from a number of folks living in surrounding communities, and we appreciate their endorsement and their enthusiasm, but unfortunately their signatures won't help us.
Well, so gathering about 5,000 signatures, give or take, that tells you there's support for this in the city of Lansing.
Oh, that tells me there's great support, and it also tells me there's great need for jobs with benefits in the greater Lansing community. And I think the public is looking at other alternatives other than, you know, tax increases and General Motors. We all know that the trouble that General Motors has had in the last several years, fortunately they've come out of that trouble. But Lansing as a whole, I think we need to look outside our comfort zone and try Native American gaming, which not only would bring gaming jobs to our community, but we're talking the potential building of a hotel, a conference center, an entertainment venue, just hundreds and hundreds of jobs for our community.
Well, and you're talking about, you've always said, about 1,500 jobs, and this isn't just a number you've pulled out of the air. You've researched and consulted with other casinos.
Absolutely. We've been telling folks all along that our plan will create 1,500 permanent jobs with benefits in Lansing. That does not include the 300 construction jobs that would come with that. And, of course, spinoff jobs in the community as well.
Okay, so here we are. And so what happens next? When do you go before city council to ask them about the gaming ordinance?
We'll be doing that within the next several weeks. I've put in a call to our city clerk to find out how we go about actually getting on the agenda to mm-hmm. meet with the council members. And prior to that, we're going to meet with the council members individually and share our plan in detail with them and tell them why that we believe Lansing needs this ordinance and why we need the jobs and the economic investment in Lansing, which would be to the tune of somewhere between $3 and $5 million in the first year alone.
And then go up from there. And you and I have had several discussions on that. So just so I'm clear, the city council can vote in a gaming ordinance and then you can move ahead, or they can vote to put it on a ballot? Or the two are not exclusive?
Well, here's what we're doing. Because we collected over 5,000 signatures, and we did not have those signatures certified by the city clerk, so we're now allowed to take those as a whole to the council and say, would you consider adopting our gaming ordinance? And they do have the authority under the city charter to do that.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. And if for some reason the council decides not to do that, then we're looking at starting another petition drive for the fall ballot in November.
So there are nine lives to this casino.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of ways to do this. And like you said, when you've been in public office before, as you have, and are an astute businessman, you research all the ways to go about this and hold back what you need until you need it.
Absolutely. And from the beginning, the coalition, we came up with three plans, and right now we're on the second step, which is simply to take the signatures as a whole to the council and say, listen, here's your constituency. Here's over 5,000 people that live in the city of Lansing that would enjoy working possibly at a casino.
Well, Ted, as always, I look forward to the next chapter. You've always got something on the horizon with this project. We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you. Ted.